Welcome to the 222 Paranormal Podcast. I'm your crazy Christmas hosts, Jen and Joe.
Hello.
What is up,
very
my
loud.
Brother?
Why am I so loud?
Because we're loud.
During mic check, I was perfect.
Mic check one, two, one, two.
You know, it was just National Mic Check Day.
Was it?
Just when? Just a couple days ago.
When?
December 12th.
Oh.
1212.
Ba-dum-bum. Bum, 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 bum. What's happening, Joe? What's new? What's exciting?
I had a weird dream last night.
Ooh,
that I was in the library doing a convention, and there was only like 10 people there, and a guy came up to me with a spoon and wanted to know the history of this spoon. I don't know what the heck.
Did you take some melatonin or something before you went to sleep?
I should tonight.
Yes, you should.
It is Friday night.
Get wacky on the melatonin.
Yeah.
Woo! Crazy times. I'm doing jazz hands, by
Oh,
the way.
I can tell you.
What?
Where they mine melatonin from.
Where? Where do they?
Mel's mine? Hole.
Mel's Super awesome segue. Yes, we will be talking about Mel's Hole. just bear with us.
We figured for today's show we would just grab some stories.
We are rabbit holing, mel holing, melatonining the whole show. It's just going to be one giant rabbit hole.
And today's drink.
Yeah, what are you drinking?
This
Joe?
Is emergency with what? Ginger in it.
Oh. You need to stir it up a little.
Yeah.
Why don't you put some vodka or something in that?
I can't.
A little gin and tonic.
I can't drink.
I know. I'm teasing you.
Because of my gout. Gout.
Maybe you could just drink like straight clear tequila. I would. Joe drunk would be the funniest thing ever on the show. Okay, I've only been drunk on the show.
Let me tell you.
I'm doing my mouth hole. Oh my gosh, Joe. Okay, but before we get into the holy story.
Okay.
We have some breaking news.
Breaking news from 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago.
Okay. All right. So, former Israeli space security chief says extraterrestrials exist and Donald Trump knows about it. Maybe he's one of those lizards. What do we call him? What do we call him? Whatever. Remember there was one at the convention we went to?
The reptilians.
Reptilians.
Well, you know, on YouTube, a lot of the celebrity videos of them blinking and their eyes change.
Yes.
Yeah. Britney Spears. Tanya Harding.
Leave Britney alone! Okay, I'm very loud. Well, okay. A galactic federation has been waiting for humans to reach a stage where we will understand what space and spaceships are. Communication satellites orbits Earth. Former Israeli space security chief has sent eyebrows shooting heavenward by saying Earthlings have been in contact with extraterrestrials from Galactic Federation. Do I sound like I'm on Star Trek?
Yeah.
Okay. Unidentified flying objects have asked not to publish that they are here. Humanity is not ready yet, says the former head of Israel's defense ministry, Space Decorative. Now, that's a lot of titles and hype.
It is.
So basically, this dude's getting paid to like just be a yes man. Okay. According to the interview in Hebrew ran on Friday, which was like December 8th or something around that time, it gained traction after parts were published in English by the Jerusalem Post on Tuesday. A respected professor and retired general said that the aliens were equally curious about humanity and were seeking to understand the fabric of the universe. He also said in cooperation agreements that had been signed between species, including an underground base in the depths of Mars, where there are American astronauts and alien representatives. So they're having a big old party up in underground Mars, right? It's like this underground. Okay, rabbit hole. So one time I went, when I was in Berlin, I went into former East Berlin. You know, this wall had gone down in 89. I was in Berlin in 92, I think. 91 or 92, I can't remember. And I went to this underground club. And it was in an old, I think it was like a communist bank or something, but it was like seven layers under the ground. And as you walk down the steps, there were thousands and thousands of like safety deposit boxes, but they were all empty.
Yeah.
It was the most bizarre thing. I was a little drunk, but it was still strange. Okay. Underground. So they are, there is an agreement between the U.S. government and the aliens. They have signed a contract with us to do experiments here. Maybe that's the Bigfoot experiment. Bum, bum, bum. He also added that President Donald Trump was aware of extraterrestrials' existence and had been on the verge of revealing information, but had been asked not to in order to prevent mass hysteria. Okay. They have been waiting until today for humanity to develop and reach a stage where we will understand in general what space and spaceships are. Referring to the Galactic Federation, do you want to join the Galactic Federation, Joe? You probably get a really cool outfit, like a one-piece zip-up jumper that will give you a camel toe. The White House and Israeli officials did not immediately respond to NBC News' request for the comment. Pentagon declined to comment. So a spokesperson for NASA also said one of the agency's key goals in the search for life in the universe, or said that is the agency's goal, but it is yet to find signs of extraterrestrial life. Okay, like, come on. We got like 8 million videos of like things shooting around the universe, right? Although we have not yet find signs of extraterrestrial life, NASA is exploring the solar system and beyond to help us understand fundamental questions, including whether we are alone in the universe or not. And that is, how do you feel about that, Joe?
Honestly, I think that the presidents have known about aliens, because think back, even back to like Reagan. Mm-hmm. He even came out and said, what if there was a unified threat from outside our Earth? Mm-hmm. And how much our lives would change.
Do you remember that when Roswell happened, that the president went to O'Hare Air Force? Was it O'Hare?
No, Wright-Patt.
Wright-Patterson. Mm-hmm. And there was reports that, who was that at the time? Truman?
I don't know.
Had known about it, and he wanted to see them and got to see them.
Yeah.
But
I've always said, and I'm going to talk about Mars here in a little bit too, but I've always said there's got to be life out there. The universe is so big and so old. Why are we the only ones?
Yeah, we can't be.
No. And I remember one time I was having a talk with Mom about it, and she was like, well, God created us and that's it. And I'm like, well, how do we know there isn't a test planet out there where people are walking around with arms coming out of their heads, or, you know.
Right. Or giant alien eyes.
You know, and the thing about aliens, a lot of people think that they'd be like blobs or something like that, which there might be, but they can't travel through space because they have to be able to build ships. Mm-hmm. Just like we do. Make the metals, make the components, right. Build the ships. You know, fly.
Be able to adapt to different temperatures and what do you call it? Gravity. Mm-hmm. and atmosphere.
Yeah.
Like,
you know, I think that there is life everywhere, but life that can travel is a lot different than just life.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, they have to build the ships.
And look how much source of power too.
Yeah, look how much goes into building a ship. You got to mine, you know, mine the
product, raw materials.
Yeah, make everything, make the stuff to mine.
Do you think that aliens put bumper stickers on their crafts?
I think they roll their windows up and lock the doors when they go past Earth.
Yeah, really. Well, if you're rolling down Savannah Avenue, you might want to take caution, aliens. Right. Well, what's going on in Mars then? Like,
Well, we'll talk about that in a little bit. But first off, let's talk about the monoliths that have been appearing around. Now, this is kind of...
Okay. First of all, I don't even know what a monolith is.
Oh, jeez. So, have you seen on the news where those big silver things, the silver metal things have been appearing everywhere? Mm-hmm. That's a monolith.
Oh, okay.
And...
Mono being one?
Yeah.
Singular?
And lith means long. I don't know. So, there was a movie back called 2001 Space Odyssey, and in that movie was a monolith that appeared by the apes, and by that monolith appearing there, the apes got knowledge so fast and all that.
Okay.
That was the premise of the movie. But just this year, starting about a month ago, these monoliths have been just randomly appearing and disappearing.
Okay, but who's putting them there?
We don't know. Nobody knows. That's the whole thing. Now,
are they going in the ground or are they just being set up?
They're just being like standing there. And a couple days later, they disappear. And they say that, you know, no one has been around it and all that. Yeah. So I'm thinking, and I did read a story that there was an artist that was making them. And that's what I think. I bet you it's going to come out that some artist was making these to change world history.
That's the story that they're going to tell us, right? But it's really aliens. That's their ship, and they just landed, and they're going to probe you. Oh, no!
So the first one was in Utah, and it was on November 18th. It was found by a helicopter crew that was counting longhorn sheep.
Oh, interesting.
They were sheep hunting. Do they fall asleep if they're counting?
But let's hope not if they're in a helicopter.
The monolith was around 10 to 12 feet tall, made from metal, and was planted into the ground. So it was almost like it was not just set down. It was actually dug up, like put into the ground. After it was discovered, it was removed and replaced with a small pyramid.
Is the monoliths the new crop circles?
It's possible. We need to do a show on crop circles.
I know. We haven't done one yet.
Yeah. So then on November 27th, in Romania, another one appeared. So unlike the one in Utah, this one was not too sleek and it wasn't built that good. So... was it a copy?
Could have been.
You know, copycat. Yeah. But that one disappeared also within a few days. The next one on December 2nd was in California, and it was in the Pine Mountains, California. It was just like the one in Utah.
So my question is, if you saw this appear, and you're like, okay, these are popping up everywhere, and now I see one, why wouldn't you stake out and stay there and see if somebody comes for it or put a camera up to watch it or trail
that's,
cam?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. The next day, the one in California was taken down by a group of men and it was replaced with a cross. And then after that disappeared or was taken down and replaced by a cross, then there was one on December 6th that showed up outside a candy shop in the Strip District of Pittsburgh. I think we've spent time.
We went there? Yeah. Sorry, Mom. We were there.
We went. It was naked karaoke.
Oh, God.
And we were doing a band thing.
We were not naked.
Yeah.
Just the strippers.
The band was playing, and the owner of the club invited the band to play a song at his club for naked karaoke. It was
like the worst strip club in the world. There was like two strippers and they look like, they look like crackheads.
Yeah.
And there was like this little booth off the side of the stage with a chair and like a half curtain. So like you could see like people's legs and we're like, oh God, I don't know. You want to see that.
But that's the funny part of going on tour.
I know. It was so funny.
So anyways, this one in front of this candy store, and I wonder if it's called the candy store, but anyhow.
And maybe it's the candy shop.
Yeah. But that one was the owner put it up, and it was fake.
Oh, he probably used tinfoil.
Probably. Then on Friday of that same week, another one appeared in Nevada on Fremont Street. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that one disappeared within a few days. So all these are showing up. They're noticing them. And then a couple days later, they go. People go back and they're gone.
This has got to be some kind of thing.
I think it's an artist.
Fremont Street is full of cameras.
Yeah.
They would have been some video of somebody putting this up. Mm-hmm.
The next one on Sunday was in the Netherlands. And that one was also like the previous found monoliths. But this one wasn't shiny. Okay. All the other ones were shiny. This mm-hmm. one wasn't. So it had a different type of metal covering it.
See, none of this would have happened if y'all would have responded to those chain mail emails. What do they call those? Chain letters.
Yeah. But this
and said 50 rosaries.
Yeah. This one here was kind of different because it stayed there long enough that ice formed on it. Because it was up in the mountains and went in the Netherlands. And it actually had ice forming around it. But like I said, on the other ones, after they found it, it disappeared.
Mm. Interesting.
The next one.
There's more?
Oh, yeah. I've got a few more.
Okay.
The next one on Sunday. So these are all consecutive days.
Okay.
Appeared in England and was found on the Isle of Wight off the south coast of England. A group of people were walking their dog and discovered the strange object on the land's Capuchin Beach. Earlier in the morning, the monolith was around 10 feet tall and very reflective. So it was shiny like the other ones.
So weird. So weird.
Doesn't say if that one disappeared or not. Now, Colorado has seen numerous monoliths appearing over the last few days. So they said, and they would be the same. They would show up a couple days later, they'd disappear. So I don't know. I think, like I said, I think that it's an artist doing some kind of world art or something, and they're going to have a monolith come out. And because I just saw in the news today that there was another one appeared.
Oh, wow.
Somewhere, and I don't remember where, but
it's a distraction. The government is doing this to distract us from something else. Maybe they're trying to move the aliens around the planet.
Yeah.
And they're just trying to distract us with this fake news.
So you ask.
I ask you, Joe.
Are there monoliths other places? Yes, there are, Jen.
Oh, I'm so glad I asked.
There is one on the surface of Mars's moon, Phobos.
How many moons does Mars have?
I don't know.
I don't either. So what's it look like?
This one is a lot bigger, obviously. This one is about 279 feet across and 300 feet tall.
On a moon
on
Mars. Mars's moon. Okay, yeah. I just had to get it straight.
Moon of Mars, yeah.
Okay. Strange.
And obviously the scientists say that it's just a standard building size boulder.
Okay.
That's shaped like a monolith, but the thing is, the way that these moons and that are formed, you can't, for the size of that moon, you can't go that big.
Okay.
The gravity would crush it.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
So they don't know why this is on Mars's moon.
That okay. is very strange.
You can actually see it on the Mars Global Surveyor.
Ooh.
Image number SPS 252603, and that's dated 1988.
Wow.
Now,
it's crazy.
On the far side of our moon, there's actually another one.
Really?
And this one here has to be at least 4 miles high. The thing's huge. And it's on the far side of the moon. And if you look it up online, you can find pictures of it.
You know, they just announced that they are sending people to the moon.
Once again?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but there's nothing there, right?
Well, we don't know. I mean,
besides a monolith on the dark side.
The thing is, though, with the moon and also about Mars, is there are objects all over the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people are just saying they're
like pareidolia.
Pareidolia, okay. But I've seen a lot of the photos, and you know, not sound like a conspiracy theorist, but
that's what we're about.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Some of these are very obvious that they're not natural formations. They're squares, they're rectangles, things that look like tube-style hallways connecting places.
Do you think the moon was maybe a occupied planet at one time that just went dead and it just got sucked into the Earth's gravity?
I don't think so.
Well, why do we have moons?
Well, the theory is that when the solar system was being made, there was two Earth-sized planets, and they ran into each other.
Okay.
By them hitting each other, they both turned molten, and the pieces of it still coalesced into our moon.
Oh, okay.
And that's why our moon is so big, because our moon, for the size of our planet, is outrageously huge.
Oh, okay.
It should not be a moon because it's so big. And each moon in the solar system, every single moon is different. You know, like Io, they think that there's life on Io, and that's one of Jupiter's moons.
Okay.
Each moon is different.
I think about that. I think about, like, solar systems, the planets, the galaxies, the Milky Way. I'm like, you can't even fathom it. Like, you know, our planet's big enough. Like, you can't even imagine how big the planet is, you know? And then to think about space, I don't know.
I get dizzy
thinking about it.
If you look at the moon, go outside and look at the moon, how far away do you think that is?
I don't know.
And if you actually saw how far it really is, you can fit every planet in our solar system in between the Earth and the moon.
Wow.
That's how far it really is away from the...
So crazy.
Yeah.
So crazy.
But there's so many theories about what the moon really is. And I've been looking at it, and one thing I noticed, that all the craters look the same depth. Okay.
Yeah, which is interesting.
Yeah. I mean, if it was, if there were so many things that hit the moon of all different sizes, they'd be all different depths. But to me, I mean, I don't know if this is true or not, but to me, it looks like they're all the same depth. So it keeps going back to either previous settlements on the moon or that the moon is actually a spaceship. Because I've heard that so many times. That it's a fake object up in, and when the Apollo landed on it, it rang, they said, rang like a bell for hours. Wow. So it reverberated for hours.
You know what's weird is, don't you think that going to the moon and getting on the moon would change its spin or its...
No, we're not big enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just always worry about, like, okay, if we land on the moon, is the moon going to, like, stop...
No.
Doing what it does and affect everything on our planet.
It's
bah, 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 the conspiracy.
And see, and that's another thing too, the people that say that we've never been to the moon, they have pictures of the moon and all the landing space spots, but they have to use such a powerful telescope, because it's like putting I'd say like the head of a pin and a basketball and poking one of the little nubs on the basketball. That's how big the landing spots are.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. So they're just too small to mess. To do anything. There are photos taken that you can see all the landing spots of the different ships, and you can see where the rover, where they drove it around. And, you know, they really didn't go that far with that car.
Well, I'm sure. They couldn't go like 50 or 100 miles, you don't know what's there. You could go 5 feet and fall into a crater or something. You know, like.
But
have they been to the dark side of the moon though?
Yeah, a lot of the other, like China. That's where that they found that monolith. China and Russia actually sent ships on the opposite side of the moon, and they found to where the opposite side of the moon looks a lot different than our side of the moon.
Huh.
And the reason why we only see one side of it is called tidal locking. This moon's spinning, but it's spinning at the same rate that it's going around the Earth. So you always see the one side of the...
Oh, I see. All right.
But the craters and everything on the other side are a lot different than the ones on this side.
I must Google pictures.
And did you know that when the Apollo missions landed, they actually said on their other channel that they written for the medical channel, they're up on the ridge, they're watching us. Stuff like that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so, I mean... Think about it. If we were being watched by aliens, they would know that we're starting to go off planet. They would know that we're making rockets.
Yeah.
So what's the best place to do is go and watch us.
From the moon.
From the moon.
Were they on a ridge?
It was a short ridge.
Oh my God, this show.
But, you know, I have some stuff about Mars.
Well, let's talk about Mars.
You know,
since we're on the subject.
I got Nick Redfern's book, and I'm like, this is the same stuff I've been talking about for years about Mars and my beliefs of that Mars. Of course, he's more in depth because it's Nick Redfern.
Right.
And he wrote the book in like a week.
And he needs to be on a show, Nick Redfern. I know you're listening.
He keeps saying he wants to be on. We
just got to book him.
Yeah. So I believe that Mars was once inhabited just like Earth, because the way that the solar system was made and the way that the planets cooled down, there's a thing called the habitable zone.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So it's not too hot to where it boils all the water off and not too cold where it freezes. Mm-hmm. While the Earth in that was cooling down, I think Mars cooled down faster and actually had life on there for a million years or whatever, because there's so many structures on the moon. You have like the face of the moon. Mm-hmm. They actually found two faces. They found
on
pyramid.
The moon or on Mars?
On Mars, okay. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
So two faces on Mars. And if you get Nick Redfern's book, he's got great pictures in it.
Okay.
But there's all kinds of structures that they found. There's statues. There's actual statue with arms and legs and all that. And they say that it's just a natural formation, you know? It's like, but if you look at Nick's book, he's got awesome pictures. I don't know where he got them from. Probably from NASA, but...
from the dark web.
Yeah. So, way back, I think something happened where the inhabitants of Mars either killed themselves off or there was catastrophe. And it's just been so long that their only remnants that are left is like the face and stuff like that. Because a million years, I mean, look at when a mall or something closes down, how fast it just starts decaying and falling apart.
Yeah. And, you know, a million years ago, we had dinosaurs and they're all gone, right?
Yeah.
So who's to say that?
Except for the coelacanth.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, Mars has wind. They have tornadoes up there. Mm-hmm. So all these structures could be underneath that sand.
Sure.
But the thing is, there's some stuff on Mars that doesn't make sense. Like, there's an isotope called Xeon 129.
Okay.
That can only be produced by nuclear explosions. And they found that in the atmosphere.
Wow.
Okay. There's 12 hot spots on Mars that are extremely radioactive, as if nuclear explosions happened.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I think that there was life on there. And I think that they got to the point where, as we are, that they blow themselves up.
Yeah.
I mean, they basically...
self-destructed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? I mean, they could have had a war and detonated all the nuclear hotspots.
Then the nuclear bombs was probably just so big that it... I mean, think about it. If you blow up 12 nuclear bombs that are big enough to destroy something and leave hotspots that are millions of years old.
Right. Yeah.
Still active.
Right.
I don't know. Just my theory. Like I said, they found pyramids on Mars. They found the faces. They found, like, looks like statues that are fell over or either fell over or are built on the ground.
Planet of the Apes. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's rectangle-shaped blocks and stone circles on Mars also.
I need to Google these pictures.
Yeah.
I'll look at your book.
We just need to learn it before Nick gets on.
We'll just let him talk. Just talk.
Yeah.
He's very knowledgeable.
We'll just go, hi, tell us about your last five books.
Five? He's got like 4,700 books he's written. So if you
the
guys...
thing is...
Google him, go to our website, go through our website to Amazon and buy his books.
Yeah.
And then we get a little cut of
the funny thing is, okay, so he asked us, he's like, you know, I remember last time you talked to him, he's like, yeah, I want to be on your show.
I know.
And he wanted to talk about his new book that he had coming out about Mars. Now he already has another book coming out. He writes one like once a month.
He's so smart. And cute. But anyways, what else is going on in Mars? Mars bars.
No, that's about it. That's what I really wanted to talk about, Mars.
Okay, well, I got something really, really, really odd.
Okay.
That I came across. And you guys have probably, our dear listeners, we love you, probably have heard of this, but I thought it was fascinating. So, you know, we're talking about like structures underneath Mars or the moon. I have a couple things. I'm going to talk about the borehole first, and then I'm going to go into the story of Mel's.
That borehole is, it's pretty boring.
I'm sending you to the moon with these jokes. Okay, so if you have not heard of this, this scares me. Like, this is just too weird. We shouldn't be messing around with the Earth like this. But the Kola Super Deep Borehole. So it is the deepest man-made hole on Earth. It is called the Kola Super Deep Borehole. It's 40,230 feet deep, or 12.2 kilometers. It is so deep that locals swear you can hear screaming of souls, tortured souls in hell.
I got the recording ready.
So scary. I get like anxiety thinking about this kind of stuff. I don't know why. I'm just weird. But the Kola borehole is in Russia. So it's the result of a scientific drilling project of the Soviet Union in the Penjeski district. I hope I said that right. Near the Russian border with Norway on the Kola Peninsula. So the project attempted to drill as deep as possible into the Earth's crust with a depth of 12,262 meters, which is 40,230 feet. It had began around 1989 and at that point was the deepest artificial point in the Earth. So the drilling began... The drilling began on May 24th, 1970, and using a Uralmash 4E, I don't know what that is, some kind of drilling rig, and then later the Uralmash 15,000 series drilling rig. Okay. I talk like I know what I'm talking about, but I watched those gold digging shows, so I know about drilling. Boreholes were drilled by branching from a central hole, and the deepest that they reached in 1989, the borehole was 9 inches in diameter.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking like this giant hole, right? But still, it's still scary. 9 inches, I could fall in there because I'm tiny. But
about the size of a paint can.
I would, if I fell in that hole, I'd plug it up. So chubby. You would think you would just get sucked in by the gravity. Remember the hole you stood over in Jerome, Arizona? Uh-huh. Joe, they have this, it's an old mining shaft? Oh,
it's an old mine shaft, yeah.
And it's covered in glass?
No, it's plexiglass. It's first the like the metal, and then there's a plexiglass square right over the hole.
But when Joe stood on it, he could feel the gravitational pull pulling him down into that hole, and
it felt like someone reached up and tried to pull me down in the hole.
It was the devil.
Through my whole inner guts and everything, the center of my body.
That is so bizarre. I didn't stand on it. I was so scared.
I was like frozen for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it was a spirit reaching up and trying to pull me in or what.
If a Chinese miner was trying to get you. Okay. In terms of the true vertical depths, it's the deepest borehole in the world. For two decades, it was also the world's longest borehole in terms of measured depth along the wellbore, until it was surpassed in 2008 by the 12,289-meter-long El Shaheen oil well in Qatar.
Yeah.
So, scary.
So, the thing about this one in Russia, it's still there. It's capped off. It's the building's in ruins.
Oh, they had a building over it?
Yeah, there was an actual building that everything was inside.
Oh, I just thought it was like outside. And
it looked like this big tower because, the drills would go up to the top of the tower and then they drill down. And it went down so far that the drills got so hot because the temperatures down are just unbelievable.
Oh yeah.
And
magma.
Yeah. But that's the thing is I'd be afraid of drilling into magma and having it come out like a,
exactly. Like duh. like when you take your straw and poke it into a Capri Sun.
Yeah. So what happened was they drilled this hole and the drills started melting and one got broke off inside the hole.
Oh.
So they actually had to drill again and had somehow they curved it right where the broke part was and went down deeper. Now, the thing is,
It's crazy.
They took a microphone. They built this microphone to handle the temperature. And they sent the microphone down this hole and they heard screaming and they said it would sound like the sounds from hell.
Yeah.
And I have the recording.
Okay, so just warning, if you guys are sensitive to this kind of stuff or you might be scared, just you know.
This is what they heard.
Fast forward a little bit.
When they put the microphone down in the hole.
Okay.
So that's the actual recording
that, sounds that they so got. Oh, interesting.
And the recording actually, I don't know how long this one was that I have here, but the actual recording was 17 seconds long and then the microphone melted. Wow. But that's the sounds that they got from, I don't know if that's on loop, but that's the sounds that they got when they put the microphone in the hole.
Did you? I mean, to me, I heard masculine, feminine voice and I heard screaming and I thought I heard words, but like that, I don't know. Like you wonder if it's just the wind and the
That's the thing though. There's no wind. How deep was it again?
Okay. 40,000 feet.
40,000 feet down. And you get this sound. I mean, come on. How that sounds like screaming people.
I don't know. That's scary. Very, very, very strange. And don't they fill it in? Didn't they just?
No, they just capped it.
Why?
So it's still open. I mean, it's still, the hole is still there.
But don't you
But think, if you look at the pictures, there's a huge metal
plate. Don't you think doing stuff like that would change the trajectory of our earth?
No.
Like the spinning of our earth or like the balance, like
it's only
we're gonna tip over.
It's 9 inches wide by
I know, but 40,000 feet. I'm gonna have to look that up. Yeah. I'm gonna see. I need a visual comparison. Crazy.
Yeah.
Super crazy.
So let's talk about Mel's hole.
Okay.
I know you have the news here.
I do. This is so...
I think that's where they mine melatonin.
This is so crazy because like I just stumbled upon this. Like okay. You guys have probably heard about it, but for me, it's new.
Yeah.
And maybe for some of our listeners. So this is something they call an urban myth, but they also call it a mysterious bottomless pit. So on February 21st, 1997, a gentleman called into the radio show Coast to Coast. At that time, it was hosted by Art Bell with this really sensational, unbelievable tale. He claimed his name was Mel Waters, and he had told Art Bell and the listeners about the strange and mysterious bottomless pit on his rural Washington State property and the eerie quality surrounding the pit, which came to be known as Mel's Hole because the guy name was Mel Waters. The problem is this Mel Waters refused to give the exact location and no one can find it. So was it a hoax? Was it Waters himself claiming this purposely covered up by the United States government. Who knows? So Coast to Coast was a paranormal show. It's still on. I think it's hosted by George Norrie now. Okay. So when Mel Waters called into the Art Bell's hit syndicated show in 1997, he wanted to tell everybody about this hole, and he was contacting the host, you know, of this well-known show that featured tales of the unexplained. So he knew that his sensational story would be, you know, getting right to the right audience. So on the late night radio show, they would combine like long format interviews with call-ins, and they had a weekly audience at that time of like 2.75 million mm-hmm. people. Just a little shy of just what we do, shy. Right?
Yeah.
And the show carried more than 600 radio stations in the United States, Canada, and Australia. It was originally hosted by Bell, who had passed away in April 13, 2018. Now, according to Mel Waters, the pit is a natural hole in his Kittitas County in Washington. I am butchering that. It's Kittitas. Call it whatever you want. So it's about 9 miles away from Ellensburg. I could pronounce that. He used the pit as his own personal dump. So he was tossing trash in the hole, discarding items. However, he noticed that he never heard any of the discarded items hit the bottom. And curious about the depth, he decided to do an experiment. So what he did was he used a fishing pole with a weighted line and dropped it into the pit to measure the depth. To his astonishment, he went down more than 80,000 feet and still hasn't hit the bottom. Now, a bottomless pit that's 80,000 feet would be odd enough, but this guy had more to say about this mysterious place. So he claimed that the hole did not produce an echo when he yelled into it. And he also stated the neighbors threw a carcass of a dead dog into the pit. But a few days later, his dog, very alive and well, was in the woods nearby. And he knew it was his dog because it was wearing the collar.
Okay. So it came back to life.
Came back to life.
Okay.
All right. So Mel's own dogs, however, were terrified of the pit and refused to go anywhere near it. Okay. So he brought one time to the site his own like little radio, portable radio, but it wouldn't tune into his favorite station. Instead, the radio played unknown voices and old music.
Oh.
So in 1997, this Mel Waters had went on the show, but he also came back in 2000 and 2002, each time telling more sensational claims about Mel's hole. According to Waters, he once saw a black beam shoot out of the hole, and he also stated that if he held metal objects near the 9-foot-wide opening, they would magically change into other metals. And these claims were enough to arouse, you know, curiosity and skepticism. So, adding fuel to the controversy, Mel Waters claimed that the government was covering up the wonders of Mel's hole. Waters stated one day that he was walking towards Mel's hole when a man in a suit approached him. It was a man in black? Who knows? Behind the man, Waters could see several other official-looking biohazard-suited people. The man told him the area had been closed off to a plane crash, and he was no longer allowed near the pit. Waters said the government leased the land from him and paid him generous amounts of money to leave the property. Waters used the money to move to Australia. So was his story true? Nobody really knows. Now, there's no one by that name that's ever owned property in that county. He also claimed that his wife worked for Central University, which was not true. But there, you know, there's certainly very, very deep holes all around in various locations around the globe, but nothing was as deep as Mel's hole was claiming to be at 80,000 feet. The deepest known cavern is only 7,188 feet deep, and the deepest mine shaft is 12,672 feet. And then in 1989, the, you know, we talked about the boring of the Kola borehole at 40,230 feet, which was only half
the depth that he says it is.
Yeah. So Jack Powell, a geologist with the State Department of Natural Resources, explained that a hole as 80,000 feet was going to be geologically impossible. It would, going so deep into the Earth's core would cause the hole to collapse from the tremendous pressure and heat. Now, no one can find exactly where Mel's hole is, except for Mel.
Yeah.
Just kidding. and a handful of people say that they've seen it themselves. And one of these guys was named Gerald Osborne, who also goes as the name Red Elk. So he is half Native American and half white. He's a medicine man and said in 2012 that he had been to Mel's Hole several times since the beginning in 1961. He backed up Waters' strange claims about it being a bottomless pit, and he went as far as to say that the government had a secret base at Mel's Pit, and they were doing research into alien activity. Mm-hmm. So Red Elk made Red Elk take them to this hole, and inexplicably, he could not find his way to the site. So, most experts believe it's just a fantastic legend. There's no facts or basis. But the accounts of having this mysterious bottomless pit and then the ensuing government cover-up, which we've heard many, many, many times mm-hmm. of government cover-ups, and there's numerous abandoned mine shafts in the area that could have served as the inspiration for the tale. But, of course, there are a number of odd and unexplained geological, anomalies around the world. And he could easily stumble upon one in Washington. There is more information that the Yakima Indian Nation tell the people that live down there that they have been there since before man walked the earth. So there are people down in that hole or beings, yeah, I guess beans. You would say. Not beings. Can't talk today. But
it's a magical fruit.
Comes right out your hole, Joe. I had to go there.
Mel's hole.
I had to go there. I could not walk into that. Okay, so, but the Yakima Nation say that people live down there and they've been there since before man had walked the earth. Sky people have come to the desert land, and they don't like our sunlight, and they don't like our weather, and they like the hotter climate. So, could it be a lava tube connecting caves? Many, many people have tried searching for us, but one tribe member said that he knows the road leading to it, and if you enter it, you will run into a lot of trouble and may not come out alive. Yeah.
Whether it be government or alien.
Or both.
Yeah.
Maybe they have a galactic federation.
That's right. It all goes back.
It all goes back.
Yes.
To the one piece zip-up uniform.
So that's so interesting, though, because we've heard so many stories from Native Americans about even like Bigfoot and stuff, mm-hmm. but about sky people that live in these caves and stuff.
Yeah.
So who knows? And when you told me about that news story, I looked it up and I did find a few things that does say that the government bought him out
mm-hmm.
and now it's restricted land where nobody can go. But it's also right by the Yakima proving ground or testing ground, mm-hmm. which is an area where they blow up a lot of missiles and, it's a testing ground. So they're blowing up stuff. And so who knows if it's because of that or they're trying to keep this hole out of the public notice.
I think that's it. I think there's mm-hmm. something there, and they don't want us to know about it.
Yeah.
Somebody knows. It's called Donald Trump.
Just like Skin Rocker Ranch.
Yeah.
Government went in and bought that out, too.
Yeah. Crazy.
Who knows? I mean,
they don't know. Who are these? I think there's government inside the government.
I'm sure there is. And
my phone's going to be tapped now.
The thing is, too.
My iPhone's going to start blinking.
Yeah, because it does listen to you.
Do you ever think about something and then all of a sudden there's an ad on Facebook uh-huh. for it? I mean, you didn't say it out loud and you didn't Google it, but you thought about it and there it is.
Yeah.
Ugh. Ghosts.
And I accidentally clicked on one of those, buy this $20,000 motorhome for $1,000.
No.
And I clicked on it just to see, because I know it's all scams.
Yeah.
But now I'm getting more ads.
Oh, good grief. I'm telling you, it's all a conspiracy.
Yeah.
Big, giant hole, borehole, Mel's hole, bean hole, Joe Bean.
Joe Bean holes.
I like to call Joe Bean. But anyways.
Yeah, just some, you know, rabbit hole stuff we wanted to talk about this week.
So interesting. I mean, if you guys know of any other further stories about that, let us know. We want to put it on our Facebook page.
There you go.
Or send us a private message. We'll read it on air, but we'll keep you on the down low.
So talking about suspense.
Bum, bum, bum.
Next week's show.
Yes, guys. It's amazing. We have a very, very special guest.
We got to record it last night. Bum, bum, bum. It was awesome. You guys are going to be blown away.
Yeah.
It is an R-rated show. It's our first ever R-rated show because
explicit
did use
content.
Some naughty words.
Yes, not a lot, just a couple. It wasn't me.
It was all in fun.
I did not have to wash my mouth out with soap this time.
But I wasn't going to stop him.
No, I mean, it was relative to the story.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I know.
So stay tuned next week. I'm going to make a little ad. I'm putting it on Facebook.
Yeah, guys, definitely share our show. Like if you see me posting our show on Facebook, share it with all your followers just so they can listen in and listen to our madness and our craziness. And we tell the truth.
Yeah.
But anyways, guys, great show today. Even awesomer show next week.
Awesomer.
Have a wonderful, wonderful holiday season. We know there's a lot going on right now, and some of you can and cannot be with your loved ones. But just know that we're here for you. You
the
guys
best
can
thing to do
listen to us.
Is listen to our show. Binge listen.
There you go. Clean your house.
Tell me what. Sit the in. 23rd show is.
Yeah.
I don't even remember don't myself, either. But
who knows? There's so many of them, right? But, you know, turn on the Christmas lights, turn on the podcast, have a little hot cocoa.
Or
eat a candy cane.
Turn on some Dead in Five.
Woo! Detroit rock and roll. Stay tuned for next week. That's a little hint.
Yes.
Talk to you later, guys. Have a great week. Happy holidays.
Bye-bye. Did we mention Motor City Legend?
The legend, the man. See, you guys who listen to the music are getting a little surprised. Yeah. Next week. Motor City Madness.
You know why they're trying to listen to the song and we're talking?
Yeah.
The show is a year in the making. We've been working on getting him on for a year.
You guys are going to be blown away.
All right. Devil, white devil. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.